Minna-san, konnichiwa, I'm Chris, and this is the very first episode of Japan Pop Uki Uki, a podcast all about Japanese geeky pop culture and also language learning. So first of all, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Chris, I'm from Italy, I'm currently working as an online Italian tutor. This is not my first adventure in the podcasting world. More than 3 years ago, I started together with my co-host Jack the OCD Geeks podcast and later on the Aki series of shows that basically feature our favorite passions, including music, TV series and movies, games and so much more. Unfortunately, that series ended at the end of last year, so after several months being out of podcasting, I decided to go back with a brand new podcast and YouTube channel. About my experience with Japanese, I started to love the Japanese language when I was a young kid. So it was the beginning of the 90s, and I know I'm kinda dating myself by now, and I was watching on television animation or anime such as Ranma, Sanpei and Dragon Ball. I was just 4 or 5 years old back then. I'm talking about a pre-mainstream internet era, so many things didn't exist at that time. For example, YouTube or taking online classes for kids, and also all our favorite streaming services like Netflix. So it was quite impossible for me to start learning this beautiful language. I still remember I was about 7 when at the local bookstore I found a Japanese textbook that was quite rare at the time, and my parents bought it for me. Trying to study Japanese grammar was so difficult for a 7-year-old kid by himself that quickly I put my dream on the side. And I remember that when I was in school, teachers used to ask, what's your dream when you will grow up? And many of the students telling, you know, I want to be a soccer player or a football player, depending where are you listening. This is very common in Italy. Or I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a princess. But, you know, for me, I clearly said I want to learn Japanese as my dream. That was quite unique at that time. Fast forward until my university years, I was able to take a Japanese class organized by a cultural center in the city of my university that kinda introduced me to the world of Japanese syllabaries like hiragana and katakana and the very first kanji. Kanji have a meaning by themselves. So for example, the character that means water or fire. Even when I was a young, 5 years old, I was fascinated by this and I wanted to understand the meaning of them. Basically, I had a little introduction to the Japanese language, and the next year I was able to study abroad thanks to the partnership of my Italian university with other international universities. At the end of the day, I had two options. One of them was Tokyo, and the other one was Toronto in Canada. So at that time I was just 23 years old, and the idea of being alone in Tokyo for 1 year, speaking almost zero Japanese or just the very basics, was quite intimidating, while I had quite an advanced English level at that time as well. So I decided to go to Toronto. But still, even in Canada, I was able to enroll in a Japanese language class that lasted 8 months to deepen my knowledge of Japanese in a very great environment, because I could share my passion with so many other students that loved Japanese language as much as me. So if you're listening, a huge hi to you, Jake. When I went back home to Italy, I decided to take the JLPT, or Japanese Language Proficiency Test. I'm talking about 2016, if I'm not mistaken, and I was able to pass the level 5. That seems quite a lot, but in reality is the very basic. This test is structured into 5 levels, from 5 the easiest to the N1, that is the hardest. As a reference, if you're looking for a job that requires to speak Japanese in Japan, a level 2 will be acceptable most of the time. But for me, even taking the easiest one was quite a challenge. So everything good up to that point, but from there I kinda lost my path of studying Japanese, and I haven't been studying seriously since then. So thanks to this project, I also would like to restart my daily Japanese practice in order to be accountable, first of all, for myself, and also to create a community with other Japanese learners in order to share tips, tricks, apps, and so on to help each other in our language journeys. It's also a key feature of Japan Pop Ukiuki. Beside that, I'm going to talk about so many themes related to Japan, not only manga and anime, but also games, TV series, music, traditional Japanese culture, and so on. Despite my love for Japanese language and culture, I've never been to Japan. One of my plans for the future will be to visit Japan, but that will be all another story. I don't know if this could happen sooner or later, so I will keep you posted on that as well. So that's it for today. I'm looking forward to start this adventure together with you, my listeners. So if you have any ideas or suggestions regarding the show, contact me chris_ukiuki on Instagram. If you happen to have an interest for Italian language, I also invite you to contact me on italki in order to have your trial class with me. So for now, enjoy your day, and until next time, matane!